Hello everyone, I hope you are having an amazing day. Do you enjoy lusophone music and dance as much as I do? Well, if so, that's awesome. Today, for today's podcast, we will be discussing yet another amazing and influential singer named Mayra Andrade. Have you ever heard of Mayra before? If not, you should definitely take a look into her music that she has and is currently producing. She has such a unique sound that we'll be discussing a little bit more later in the podcast. Just to get started, a little background or some background on Mayra is that she was born in Cuba in 1985. Her and her family have lived in many places such as Cape Verde, Senegal, Angola, and Germany. I'm gonna do my best to try and pronounce everything as best as I can. I'm very sorry if I don't pronounce it correctly. She started singing at a fairly young age. She was always looking to expand her opportunities and signed up for a singing competition in Canada. She got first prize, which is fantastic. If this wouldn't spark your interest to keep pursuing music and singing as a young potential career option, or as your potential career option, I don't know what would. I find it extremely impressive that she is a self-taught singer that has been very successful. She has a highly recognizable Criollo voice and music with her natural talents as a key asset. She's actually able to work her way up the ladder in the music industry to make a name for herself. She currently lives in Lisbon, Portugal. So far, she's like honestly a super respectful woman, and that in itself to go from literally nothing. I wouldn't say nothing, but you know, she had no like real place in the industry, but so to go from that stance to actually be able to climb the ladder and make something of yourself is always super amazing and impressive. So Mayra is well known for her idiosyncratic jazz style with her music. You can clearly notice when you listen to her music that her nomadic lifestyle growing up definitely had an influence with the sound of her music. One thing to note that you can hear in her music is Afro beats and rhythms. All of these incredible characteristics help her to develop such a cool and catchy, unique sound. So not only like climbing the ladder, doing great, she has such a unique sound that she created pretty much on her own. Of course, like sourcing from a lot of things from her past, especially like that nomadic lifestyle being thrown in there. But I'm going to dive into something else that actually caused some issues with this, or what she did was causing some issues with people. So Mayra for sure wowed everyone with her amazing voice and musical talents. However, her success does not stop there. Back in 2000, she faced protectionism for her and her music from those who did not agree with her creating a new sound to Cape Verde music. So basically a lot of people were being very protective over the original traditional sounds of it and didn't want anyone changing anything, being new, creative, none of that. Of course, a lot of that gets pushed back in very traditional settings, so it's really hard for a lot of people to realize, hey, something new can happen here. So I really respect that with her. With her different styles, she fought against the norm of the traditional music and was determined to pursue her own unique path in music. With her persistence, with her persistence and persevering, she inspired a lot of young people to take. If I can speak, this would be amazing. She inspired a lot of young people to take note of what she did and to not be afraid to create their own creative styles. It is clear to see that there's a new generation that is now freer to create from Mayra's inspiration. So this woman, she's phenomenal. She's still very young, but like just to think that in her life and just being like what in her early mid-30s that she has now inspired so many people to be able to create what they want, regardless of the many pushback, which I think there would probably be less now from this, because everybody's realizing, hey, we can be creative, we can create the music we want, we don't have to stick to the norms that we've always been following. It's okay to express yourself in other ways and to expand and see if you can create a new sound. And it's not trying to be disrespectful to traditions, it's trying to create your own sound, which is amazing. And so I really, really highly respect her for that. Myra is amazing.